Welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Matt Allison, Executive Director of Licking County Transit, and Dispatcher Chris Stiverson are joining us. Cloudy skies throughout the day, some rain as well, cloudy tonight, and then for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, chance of rain, but boy, the temperature is going up nicely, 75 degrees for a high tomorrow, so not too bad if you want to get out and do some things. Again, slight chance of rain tomorrow. Little bit of rain.
Hey, Matt, real quick, how about them Buckeyes?
Oh, watch.
Go home. I mean, really? Guys,
we have to.
Guys, hey, we can talk about Ohio State.
Matt comes in all ebullient, happy, joyful, just goes, hey, since the last time I saw you, the weather's breaking, the days are longer, Buckeyes got a title.
We won a natty.
And you're ready to turn off this microphone.
That's right.
Okay, Chris, it's
Notre
just
Dame.
You and I today. These two are out of here, buddy. I mean, Riley, you couldn't wait to jump in there, but I knew what was going on.
I waited till you did all the stuff you need to do at the beginning.
Yeah, okay.
I have a little bit of self-control.
Yeah, that's nice. I appreciate that. What are friends for? With friends like you, who needs an enemy?
Who said we're friends?
That is a good point. Why talk about Allison, man?
Well, again,
you know, I'm not going to start with it, but let me just start with my man Chris over here. This is a guy after my own heart.
Yeah.
Eight dogs, seven of them are Shih Tzus, and I told you we have one. They're great dogs, Chris. How much fun? And you breed, right? I mean, we did.
And, yeah, we have seven of them, and my oldest one just turned 17.
What?
So
wow.
He's deaf and blind, but he keeps going.
Oh,
he's
my
a
gosh.
Ty 17? Is his name.
Yeah.
So his full name's Titan the Lion Bear, but.
did he used to come to that? Titan the Lion Bear, get over here.
Yeah.
Did he run to you when he heard that?
Oh, he just growl and, you know. Maybe just tell me who's boss.
What makes these dogs so special for you? I mean, was it, if you always had him as a kid or just?
No, just decided to get him back out in South Zanesville is where we got Ty from. And just, I just thought they looked like Ewoks a little bit. And that's why I wanted one. I was like, yeah, I got to get one of those. That's the only reason why I got a Shih Tzu. I thought they looked like Ewoks.
Yeah. I should show you the picture of mine before you leave.
There's a tip for you, Licking County Humane Society workers. Bill them as Ewoks and they get adopted.
Transit mascot, something. Yeah, we can go with that.
Hey, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Tie
the transit mascot.
Yeah. Now, you've got seven of those, but then you have a wiener dog, you said.
Yeah.
How's she doing with all these dogs?
I think she thinks she looks like a Shih Tzu because she basically been with Zoe since probably Zoe was about 6 months or whatever, so that's kind of like she's the mama.
Uh-huh.
So, and Zoe probably thinks she looks like a wiener dog.
Yep.
So that's basically it.
Who's this like, runt? Get this thing out of here. Look like Junior. Now, hold on a minute.
I have a Shih Tzu Junior.
Oh, do you?
He's the big one. He's 16 pounds.
What's his whole name?
Killer.
Junior the Lion Bear. Junior the Stubby Bear or Nubby Bear, because he was. We think his tail's only about a couple inches long, because we think it got. Chewed off, but we're not sure. Born with a short tail.
Chris,
it was cute.
Hilarious.
I don't want to cast aspersions on you, but some weird names, buddy. Who came up with those?
Well, our dogs were CKC, so okay. We just had to put a name on there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's hilarious.
Matt, you said you have one.
You know, we had one. She was 15 years old, and she finally passed, but what a great dog. Shih Tzu. It was Bella. Yeah,
that's
we miss
what
her.
Ours is. Well, Bella. She's not. We have a mini Bichon, Frisian, whatever.
Yeah,
but yeah,
his name is Bella. Just great dogs. Yeah,
yeah, they are so much.
Yeah.
I have so much. Louis is mine, and I have so much because he hates everybody. I'm like, okay, this guy's right after my heart.
Okay,
right here. I mean,
yep.
You're laughing.
Our smallest one, Soxy, hates everybody.
Soxy. I'd hate somebody too if they called me Soxy. All right, enough of this pet talk. I could do this all day, though, to be honest with you, Matt. What a year, 2024. For Licking County Transit. I know you guys sent out your annual report. I had a chance to take a peek at it. Numbers are up all across the board. You got to be thrilled with what you're seeing.
Yeah, we're so excited to see what's happening within Licking County and with Licking County Transit. Like you're saying, we've started now four routes since 2023, and the ridership has grown by 79% in the last 2 years. And just continue to see growth, see people impacted by the transit access, out there getting to jobs, getting to social events, to the library, fresh food access. And yeah, we're really excited by those things. I can also say we're thankful for the partnerships with this community. We now have 23 partners that are helping to fund the routes. And we look at that as, you know, they're getting us started. We know that we'll have to look at long-term funding down the road. But what tremendous partnerships we have. And it started again with Licking Memorial Health. They were our very first partner. And boy, I don't want to start naming everyone because it's 23, but it's been incredible. And we're just seeing tremendous growth, people being impacted. And we're just thankful for what is happening within Licking County.
You could not have done this, especially the quick turnaround to get so many of these different routes out, if it wasn't for these partnerships. I mean, it has been amazing. And Chris is shaking his head, but you may have gotten one or two, but my God, it has taken off.
It really has, yeah. So I think the community, there was a transit development plan that was conducted back in 2018 and 2019. And that plan had 900 stakeholders that said, hey, we need better transit within Licking County. We know that this is a growing area. It's a focus of the state and really the country, if you think about it, all the growth that's happening here. And so I was talking with Matt Hill, my buddy from LCATS, and he was saying that whole plan got put on hold. The pandemic, like we said before, hit us, and then that thing got stopped. So we got together in 2022. We dusted off the plan. We said it's time to get moving, and we've done that. And I want to shout out to LCATS as well. Mm-hmm. They have been such a tremendous partner helping us with all of these things. But, yeah, getting this plan moving, and now to feel the impact of it. I can tell you I was out riding. It was probably 3 weeks ago. I went out and rode the Main Street bus. And when you get on there, you just want to talk to people, and they're kind of looking at you like, hey, what's this all about? You're like, hey, where are you heading? You know, what's going on with you? But this lady said to me, she said, hey, I'm 71 years old. She said, I can ride now. And she said, I get to go to have my lab work done at LMH. She said, in the past, I would struggle to find a ride. And she said, I go all the time now. So she has better health outcomes. And then it was really touching to me. There was a young man on there that he said he had battled addiction. And he said he's now 10 years clean. And he said he uses transit to get around. He was going to Heath. He was transferring. And he said this really impacts his life, to be able to get out, have mobility. And those are the touching stories for us, is when you get out and ride and you get to feel how it's impacting people. That's important.
Mm-hmm. Chris, you're a former driver. You dispatch now. But did you ever have those conversations with some of the folks you were talking about before, you know, you got the deviated fixed routes, just people who did the on-demand service? Were you able to get to know your folks?
Oh, yeah. A lot of them. You know, you go pick them up and they're always appreciative, because sometimes they had no other option. Or even as a dispatcher, or when I was driving, you'd hear people say, hey, you know, they don't have a license or they're saving up for a car. And some never drove before in their life, and they never knew, like, I didn't even know we had a transit system, even when I was hired as an operator down there. I was like, oh, and, you know, it's like that helps out. And then you have some, just you'll be at, let's say, the mall, and you have a bunch of people walking. I was like, I didn't know we had a transportation or transit service here in Newark and Heath. And just tell them the phone number's on the side of the bus, give us a call, and we'll see if we can work you in there and get you a trip home or to work. And a lot of people, you don't realize how many, they want to go work, but they don't have a mode of, you know, transportation to get there. And that's what we're here trying to help them out and trying to get them there. And one thing I never knew until I got into dispatch was all the logistics, everything you have to go into on getting a ride in there for them. Everything has to be documented, and we have to, you know, make sure we can get there and make sure we can still, you know, on time. We have to get there on time, make sure we get you to work. And there's not just going to be one straight to work. We got to pick up more than just one person. There's a bunch of people that have to go to places that have to get to work. And then you have to relay that message to people over the phone, or even as a driver, you got to tell them that.
Dispatching, how tough is it? I mean, I see you got a little gray stubble going on here, but your hair is pretty jet black. So, I mean, you may have lost.
Well, I am going bald, yeah.
But, I mean, you did both sides. You did the driving, and now you got the dispatching. I mean, it's a whole different world.
I tell you, being a driver helped me go into dispatching, because you're kind of like, okay, why don't I do that? Because you want to go into an order, like, I'll look at, as a dispatcher, seeing, like, let's say we're dropping off somebody in Hebron, and then they got to be in Granville to get somebody, and then we got somebody dropping off in Granville, and they have to be in Hebron. I'll, you know, go through all the routes and, like, let's switch this up, make sure they're in Hebron, they can stay in Hebron, but you got to see several trips down the line. Will that make sense? Because maybe they have to go to Granville, and then they're closer to their third stop, next person, and then you have to see how that works. And I think some drivers get upset with me because I might take five trips and then five and just swap them onto a different bus, just completely switch it up. So then they, like I had one driver saying, yeah, I go through my own GPS. I set up my destinations and then you switch it. I'm sorry.
You'd be like that. You'd
brain
be,
override. Yeah.
I thought called. My wife was bad when I'm driving. This guy's telling me where to go now. Hey, you got technology to help with this, too. You have the computer-aided dispatching.
Yeah.
You have the automatic vehicle location. Talk a little bit about that and what it does for you to make your job a little bit more easier, to make their job easier.
Oh, it's nice. It tells us, like, you can hover over a driver. It'll say in transit. And then you can hover over that, and they'll tell you the time to their next destination or the next on the system. It says next job, but it just shows the passenger's name, who you're going to, or you're going to be dropping them off. And then you can kind of keep an eye out, see, okay, will he get there in time? And you just take a look at it, and you can also bring out what we have, the AVL, and you can see the map of all the buses and see where they're moving around. And then you can kind of tell and just get an eyeball on your gut instinct, or just from knowing the whole thing, like how long that'll take. Like, okay, that's going to take longer than 15 minutes or 8 minutes to get there.
I can tell you one thing Chris is really good at too, is when you get a new technology like that, it's almost like a new phone. I mean, sometimes you have to get it and you hate it when you get it, but a new technology is something you really have to learn. And I've watched Chris, and I've gone there, Chris, how's it going today? He said, we're doing okay. He said, we're going to manage this. And he's kind of moving things around. That's a gift, because when you have technology like that, it can be frustrating at first because it has so much capability, but you have to understand it and learn it. And so he's done a great job with that. I also hear him with our customers. He does a wonderful job of working with them, trying to find them rides, being kind to operators, just does a great job in there. And that can be stressful in a dispatch role, but we're blessed to have Chris.
Yeah, everybody in dispatch, they do great. We're all learning, you know, the system we just had since August.
Yes.
And August, September, and then one of our newest dispatcher, Pam, came in, and you know, like on the fly, we're all telling her to just do it this way. And I always say, like, yeah, it's not like the old system. She doesn't know, which is a good thing. You don't know.
Learning, right? Yeah. Right. Yeah. But I mean, culturally, it sounds like you got it going on. We hear this from other members of the community that when you came in, you know, maybe it was a little grumble and a little hair tussle and those kind of things. But now it seems like all the pieces and parts kind of work in harmony.
You know, yeah, I would say so. I think we've always want to build upon what we're doing. We don't want to say we've got it all resolved. You always want to continue to grow and get better. But we felt like we had to get it right internally before we could do well externally. So we felt like morale internally, doing things with our team, valuing them, just open conversations, getting together for events. Those things matter. So employees feel valued. So we've really worked on those things. And then the other thing, like Chris said, was spreading the word about transit. So many times you'll hear people say, do we have transit? You know, and we're trying to get past that, where people realize, no, in Licking County, yes, you have public transit, and it's growing, and we're improving it. But there is sometimes the misconception, is it only for seniors or those with disabilities? No, this is public transit for everyone. But the partnerships have been great. I know you talked about Chad Brown being in here last week. Mm-hmm. What a tremendous partner of ours. And they put up one of the first bus shelters for us on our routes. So it was Licking Memorial Health put in the first shelter at 1717 West Main, and then the health department put in a shelter as well. And so we're looking to build upon that, add three more shelters this year, look at new technologies, new cameras that are in the buses now. So when we got to transit, we didn't have any cameras in the buses, and that's a huge exposure in operating transit. You want to know what's happening there, if we were involved in an accident, any feedback you have, what occurred. And so we put in new cameras and actually just upgraded them to a new camera that has live look in. So we're installing that in the fleet. So if we have a call that comes in, hey, something's going on in your bus or an accident occurs, we can go to that bus, dial it up, and do a live look in real time. Hmm. And not many transit agencies have that. So that's a nice feature, another safety feature for our customers. So excited for that.
Before we take a break, real quick, I want folks to understand, and we talked about this earlier, there's still the on-demand service, too. It's
absolutely
not just the deviated fixed ride. If somebody just says, look, I don't need a ride everywhere, but today I don't have a ride, how do they – I mean, you still do on-demand.
We certainly do. We have both services. Both are critical, and we're going to continue to have both services because there are locations within the county the routes don't go. And so what we found is the routes – both the routes and the demand response have grown in ridership. We've realized in the past we had plenty of denials where we didn't have the capacity. Some of the riders are now going to the routes that frees up capacity for others on the demand response. So that will continue to grow, and it's really an improvement on both sides, but both are vital to our community.
Win-win all the way around. Mm-hmm. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, Matt Allison, and Chris Stiverson with Licking County Transit. Cloudy skies and rain today. Going to hide a high right around, 70, 72 degrees, and then cloudy tonight, and then for Saturday, mix of sun and clouds. Going to see a little bit of rain maybe tomorrow, but not much, so still have plenty of time to get out and have some fun over the weekend. 75 on Saturday. Now, real quick.
It's getting serious in here. They got glasses on and notes out. I don't know what's happening, but something is happening.
He's not going to need it here real quick. I found out something interesting about Matt Allison. I know we're going to do trivia here, and these guys are going to make us look bad later, but a curb endo on a BMX bike?
Yeah, Jessica set me up on that one, didn't she?
I sent back to her. It's honest God's truth. I sent back an email to her. What's a curb endo?
Yeah,
what are we talking about?
So we're talking about BMX bikes and doing the bunny hops, the curb endos, the sidekicks, some of the stuff I couldn't do. What was it? It was called a crosswalk. But a curb endo is where you go up to a curb with your BMX bike or any type of bike, I guess you could. You take the front tire, put it into the curb, and then you kind of lunge forward, and then you kick up the back end, and that's called a curb endo. We thought it was really cool. I haven't done this in probably, 40 years now? So I don't – Jess says that's something I can still do. It's a fun fact. But, yeah, that's a curb endo. So
we usually just called that crashing.
I did plenty of that. I still got aches and pains from those, for sure.
Yeah, I did a flip endo on my –
flip endo.
Face into the concrete.
If he keeps us up about Notre Dame and Ohio State, I'm going to have him go out here and make him do it live on the air.
That's what I walked into here.
I don't know about bikes, but we got curbs.
I'll get him. All right, Matt, we talked about 2024. You're adding routes.
Yeah.
And Joel brought up a good point about this, and Chris has touched on this. You know, those connectors, where with all these different routes do folks connect? And maybe take us through the different routes.
Sure. Okay, so all the routes connect at 1717 West Main, which is at the Licking Memorial Medical Campus. And we went to them early on, and we thought we had a better location to transfer, because you want the buses to connect so someone can go from one route, connect to another one, to another destination. But they were such great partners. They said, hey, we want to show you a location on site on their property that we think can work very well. And we went down there, and this was like perfect. We have a lane that we line up, and the buses line up there, each route, the number one Main Street route, which goes east to west, the number two, which goes north from that same location, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday, all the routes, and it goes all the way up to OSU Newark, COTC, Walmart, Kroger, the health department, and back, and it returns to that same location at the top of the hour. The third route goes to Granville, so it's going up to the Brendu Mansion. It goes to Denison. It goes to Ross's IGA, LMH, their practice there, Otterbein, Middleton, and then it returns as well to 1717 at the top of the hour. Then the fourth route is our Earthworks route circulator, and really named because it goes past all of the Earthworks mounds, but it connects us to Heath and Newark. So you're going to Kroger, you're going to Walmart, we go to Giant Eagle through Southgate, we go to the YMCA, and it basically goes out Main Street, up 30th to Church, over to the YMCA, back down 21st, and then connects through Southgate to 79, and then back over to Walmart and Kroger. So again, 1717 West Main is the connection point. And so that allows really for a seamless connection to the other routes. because in the transit world, you don't want to have all the routes disconnected, because really, what good is it? But LMH has been just a great partner, allowing us to use that site. And so we plan on building on that this year. Our plan is to add our fifth route, which will be a Hebron-Buckeye Lake route. And that is a part of the transit development plan build out. And that will connect down through Irving Wick, through the Heath Industrial Area to 79. It will go down to Hebron and then connect to their industrial area and then all the way down to Buckeye Lake. Now, that route's going to be a little tricky for us. It's really long. Mm-hmm. So we're figuring out how to run that. We may do a couple of express trips to get people to work and back. And then we'll operate down in those areas, getting people to the library, to Kroger, to the municipal building, and just other key destinations down there. But excited for that connection. And our plan is to launch that in July of this year. And then we also are planning to go from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. to 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. in July on the routes. We've looked at that, and we feel like we can add those hours in on each side. And we feel it will help people to get to jobs and just other things that they're looking for. We had one lady, she said she worked at a fast food restaurant up on 21st. And she said, this is so important for me. She said, I used to walk a mile and a half or a mile and three quarters to work. And she still struggles with that because we're not early enough, mm-hmm. but she rides the bus home. We think this will help her as we add this additional service and many others. Mm. So sure. Excited for that.
Yeah, no doubt. How do you come up with the, I mean, who says to you, this is where we need a route? Is it working with Licking County Area Transit and Matt Hill, you talked about him? Is it working with businesses? And you're hearing, hey, we got jobs, we got to get people to them, because a lot of folks may say, well, wait a minute, you're going out there, but what about the, and we talked about the western part of the county, there's a lot out there. So how do you kind of say, this is where our next route is going to go?
Sure, that's a great question. So the transit development plan really built out what the routes should look like. We worked with consultants. We worked with the community. Again, 900 stakeholders, surveys, in-person meetings. And those things happened in the 2019-2020. And that really gave us the model for where the route should be. Also, we looked at heat maps. And heat maps showed where the rides were happening on the demand response system. So we could see, wow, there's a lot of rides happening here. This could be where a route could be placed and be justified because of all the ridership on demand response. So we knew the number one route, the Main Street route, would be a heavily utilized route because there was so much ridership. And you're also looking at density of housing, jobs, things of that nature. And you can just naturally tell, wow, this will be a perfect route. Also, you are talking to the community, and that can be great to get their feedback, what's needed. But then you also have to set expectations that you can't have a stop every 20 feet, you know, or it would run so slowly. So you work those things out, and you go back and forth and just educate and then get feedback from the community. But that really stems from the transit development plan, and it laid out how the routes should be organized. Now, one thing that we're noticing already is our Main Street route is getting such heavy ridership that we feel we may have to add some frequency pretty soon, mm-hmm. meaning another bus. Because there are times during the day where an operator will call in and say, hey, I'm at capacity right now. Can you please send out another bus? So that's something we're looking at, because we know beyond the Hebron and Buckeye Lake route, we want to add a Mount Vernon road route. And then, like you said, we want to get to Pataskala to connect with COTA and those job centers, and then also to New Albany and those job centers as well. But we also realize that we may have to add some frequency to make sure the Main Street route doesn't go into what we call pass-up mode, where you're passing people up. And it's the right kind of problem to have, but you have to solve these things.
No doubt. If you're going to do this, you got to hire folks.
Yes.
So hiring, I'm assuming, and I'll ask Chris something about driving, but sure. Hiring, I mean, folks, you're still looking for people.
We are. We've made great progress here. So we have gone from 24 operators. We're at approximately 43 now. So that was 2 years ago. That's kind of the universal problem in the transit world, is having enough operators. And so we've made great progress, and we are still hiring. And so it's a great position. It's a county position, great benefits. We tell people we will treat you well. We'll let you wear Ohio State attire.
Oh, my God.
on game day, Fridays and Saturdays. I had to slide that in. Sorry. but no, just a really fun place to work.
Yeah, like this is – Chris, if somebody says to you – I'm like, we're not talking about these two anymore. It's you and me. It's the Chris and Dave show. If somebody says, man, I don't know that I could drive a bus. I'm just not sure I could do that. You've done it. What would you tell them to come out and at least try this?
I'd tell them it's not that bad. I drive a little Prius. A Prius C, and if I can drive a big bus from driving that, anybody can drive a shuttle bus. It's like driving a dually pickup truck. It's just a little bit bigger. People can sit inside of it, so it's not that much harder. You don't need a CDL to drive one of our buses, so I'd say just try it. And I think you'd get intimidated because you just see others talking about how difficult it is. You're probably thinking of like a big old box truck or delivery truck. No, it's a shuttle bus. It's like a souped-up dually pickup truck, you know, long bed. Right. That's what it basically is. So it's not that bad. And the wheelchairs, that's not difficult either. The only time it might be, the lift might be a little stubborn when it's like negative degrees out there. And then you just got to let it warm up, and then that's it. Let it drop, and then roll them on there, and then get going. A lot of people in wheelchairs are
I'm glad you brought that up, because I think sometimes we forget that there are handicapped folks that have a disability that need to get around, and that's a perfect part about that is, hey, look, you've got the buses. Are they all equipped with that?
They are all equipped, right. So they all can they can be moved. The seats can be raised up. So it's called either a 8-4 or a 12-2. So two wheelchairs and 12 seated passengers, or we could have up to four wheelchairs and 8 seated. But yeah, we have lifts that work very well. Customers use these all the time, and with our operators, they are trained very well on how to use them, and it's a great amenity for our customers. Added to what Chris said about driving, I think that it's something that we're seeing. We're seeing a lot of retirees that are saying, hey, I still want to do something meaningful. I still, would like to give back to the community. And quite a few. We've got police officers that are coming to transit, ex-fire department employees, and saying, I want to give back. And we have one gentleman. We're so proud of him. We've got a lot of veterans as well. Mm-hmm. Ex-Marine. He's helped at the warming center in Newark. And we also serve that in the wintertime as well. That's a service we provide, the transportation to and from that. And so just a way to give back to the community. And one operator we had, she's now a supervisor, she said, I have the best office in the whole county. She said, I get to drive around, see the fall foliage, seasonal changes, and just really enjoys it. So it's something that I think you would really enjoy. So it's worth coming out. Stop by and see us at 745 East Main Street if you want to hear more about it. We are still hiring. And, great opportunity.
All right, here's your chance to make us look more foolish than we already are.
Uh-oh.
I'm sure if Jessica came up with these questions, this is going to be really hard. But it's time for the trivia over there, Riley.
Okay.
So
you have to buzz in.
Yeah, you can buzz in here. Let's see here. Okay, we're going to go with question number one. Which of the following places does our Earthwork Circulator have a stop at? A, Heath Walmart. B, Licking Memorial Health Hospital. C, YMCA, or D, all of the above?
Go ahead.
D, all of the above.
You got it.
Yay.
Got it. Yeah.
Good for you. You two just have become really good friends. Christ slipped you the answer.
Okay. Chris has got question number two here.
All right. I got the question. Is Matt Allison ever coming on the radio again? No.
Well, if you get all these right, I'm sure he has a Ohio State.
It was a great game. Yeah. It was a great game.
Oh, my.
Okay, question two. Every dollar invested in public transit generates how many dollars in economic return?
Whoa.
A, $2. B, $3. C, $5. Or D, $10.
I'll say $10.
I'll say $5.
Oh, you got it again. $5.
You win. It's C, $5.
I mean, you picked first that time.
Okay. All right. We got one more question.
This is skunking going on here. Like Ohio State Notre Dame. I know.
We'll make this one worth double, okay?
Yeah. Oh.
You can redeem yourself
here. That's the kiss-up question.
Yes. So we can come back. Okay. Question number three. How many total bus stops have we created since 2023?
Oh.
So, again, there were no bus stops prior to this, but now... Is it, we have A, 25, B, 50, C, 75, or D, 100?
Remember, we have four fixed routes.
Yeah, wow. Go ahead.
I mean, I feel like 100's the number.
That's where I was going. Yeah. That's where I was going.
You're both right. You got it. Yeah, you got it. Good job.
Yeah.
So well, double points, you double, still lose.
I still lose. Like, I haven't heard that before. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Notre Dame, they lost.
And they had a great coach, too. Marcus Freeman, right, from Ohio State. But, yes. Hey, we won't talk about that.
Lord, yes. My coaching tree grows deep.
Chris, you have my deepest concerns having to work with this guy. My goodness. Matt, again, if folks want any information on transit, what do they need to do?
Yeah, just give us a call. Feel free to see it. Go to our website as well, lickingcounty.gov. There and also just stop by if you want to just stop by and see us, 745 East Main Street. We'll be glad to talk to you about career opportunities, and also give us a call and you can learn more about transit, 740-670-5180. And we'll give you more information about rides and things of that nature. But we're really thankful to be here today, guys. Thanks for having us on. And we're thankful for the community partners. And most of all, thank you for all of our employees out there. If you're listening right now, thank you for what you do. They make it happen.
No doubt. And again, Joel touched on this, the morale and what you've done with folks. I mean, Chris is coming in here smiling. I mean, I don't know why, but he's coming in here smiling. But I mean, it is true. I mean, if you have a great work culture, you'll get people to bend over backwards for you. Yeah. And you've done that, Matt. You've done a great job of building that and fostering that. So even though you're an Ohio State fan, doing something called a curb endo, you're not too bad a guy. Chris, keep him in line over there, will you?
He certainly does.
Right.
That's right.
Oh, by the way, speaking of jobs, if you want to go work for Transit now, Riley, go ahead. I got no problem with it. We'll get you out of here.
That's right.